Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
Welcome. It is your favorite show, The Midday Show, right here on your number one talk radio station, Lagos Talks 91.3. Now, when it comes to talk radio, I don't think anyone does it half as good. I'm going to be kicking off with Directions. For those who might not be familiar, Directions is that show where we seek to point you in the right direction by offering words of cheer, wisdom, motivation, you know, just whatever you might need while going on to become the best version of yourself. But as always, in our typical Lagos Talks adorable fashion, we give our listeners a chance to tell their stories, because it is indeed your home of conversations, information, and entertainment. So our listeners get a chance to send in their stories. We keep them anonymous, or we make use of an alias just to protect their identity but put out their story. So I will be letting you know how you can send me your story. Today's story is quite interesting, and to be fair, I've had it for like a while, like 2 weeks or so. And, you know, the guy who wrote it was like, you know what, are you ever going to talk about my story? And I'm like, you know what, I will speak about it. Now, it is not the happiest of stories, but it's quite weird. And I'll tell you this story so you understand. By the way, guys, this is your girl, Big P. I'm rocking with you. This one says, greetings, Big P. I need urgent advice. I don't want to type too much, but I'm currently experiencing pains in my home. I got married January of 2017, and I have 3 daughters with my wife. But I have 2 boys with 2 other ladies. One is a junior colleague, or was a junior colleague, and the other one was a babe I used to date when my wife was pregnant with our first child. I'm doing very well. I'm into importation, sales of cars and computers. God has been very good to me. I met my wife while we were both students in Ghana, and I was her first boyfriend. My wife is a lovely girl, but since I since I deflowered her after our wedding night, she has such a low libido. She never wants to do something new. She never wants to seduce me, nothing. And I'm a man. I've tried to teach her, but she will start crying and saying I'm making her feel insufficient. I decided to maintain the peace at home and to go outside to get what I wanted. Now, the first babe that I got pregnant, I told my wife and all. We had a big issue, but we settled thanks to my father-in-law, who also has kids outside. He was upset, but he knows I take care of his daughter, and he even commended me for it. I bought her a new car, took her on a shopping spree, and our daughters too on vacation. Now I have a big problem. While my wife traveled to have our last daughter in the US, which is what we always do, that period I couldn't travel because of work, and I was under so much pressure, so I was always so for lack of a better word, daytime radio. I was always so, you know, I always had the urge. Yeah, let me just put it that way. I always had the urge to be intimate. So I found myself getting intimate with a junior colleague who always liked me from the first day we met. 3 months down, she told me she was pregnant and keeping it. I begged her not to. I offered her money, but she refused, and I decided I had no choice but to take care of the child. Now, I just had a son not too long ago, last year, with my junior colleague, but my wife never found out about it, and I resigned from that job during that period, last year, May. But my colleague still works there. It's an indigenous firm in oil and gas. I take care of everything, and her mom, who is elderly, prays for me as I moved them to a new apartment, and I got her my small car to be using, and I lied to my wife that I sold the car. The problem now is I went for my son's first birthday, and while I was being celebrated as the father of the day, the DJ at the birthday party is a young guy that I know very well. He works with my wife's younger brother, who manages a club on the island. I tried to tip the guy and I tried to gist with him, but the young chap was cold, and I decided to let things slide. I knew I was in trouble. So that night as I got home, I saw my wife was already packing and she took our daughters and left for her father's house. She's been telling me she doesn't want to be married to me again, and the only way she will come back is if she cheats back. I thought she meant maybe have fun with me and another girl, but she said she must be intimate with another man and I would not be there. I told her I'll die if she tries it, and I've been begging her. I sent her hairs, I sent her clothes, and I gave her a check of 2 million naira to say sorry, but she's still refusing. My father-in-law has blocked me, her family as well. 2 days ago, I went to her salon and I saw her and my daughters. I noticed my daughters were not excited to see me, and my wife looked like she had been crying and she was so sad. I knelt down and I begged for her to give me 10 minutes so we could speak in a car. She agreed, but she told me point blank that she must sleep with my best friend or at least send him her nudes. Now, my wife knows that my friend loved her more than I did because we both asked her out, but she chose me. My friend is not yet married and he's doing better than me. I know if she even gives him the smallest attention, he'll marry her and block me. My thoughts have been running wild ever since, and I'm beginning to even lose faith in my wife because I feel she's now loose. For her to think of sleeping with another man, that means she must have thought about it before. And I'm even scared to trust her if ever we get back. I'm just sad. Please, what should a man do? Okay, you know what we should do? We should go to the phone lines because, to be fair, I have nothing to say. It's like, you know, they're unpacked. Oh, you're saying he's a bad man. If anyone here... Oh, no, 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 no. Okay. So, guys, if you're listening, what would you tell Dear Anonymous? Of course, he didn't put his name. I'm not going to call out his handle, but he has made it clear that he wants his wife back, but he's also threatened with the thought that his wife is thinking of cheating back or even being intimate with another man. More so, his best friend, who indeed may have loved her more than him. What is your take on this? Would you tell him to, you know, keep begging her and just, you know, I feel like the biggest issue here is not even your wife. I feel like the issue here is you. Why are you planting these babies around town and expecting her? You know, I mean, it's only a matter of time because she might just be angry. She might just feel like, oh, I've given this my all and what am I doing wrong? I understand you say her libido is low, but I feel like you may have known before, and I feel like you can still try, even if maybe you're teaching her something that's way beyond her capability and she feels insufficient. Maybe you should take it slow, one step at a time. All right. Or you can see a sex therapist. In the meantime, for those who want to join, please do so. For those who are on X, formerly known as Twitter, send us a tweet using the hashtag DirectionsAnonymous. Our handle at LagosTalks913 is our handle. Send us a tweet. If you are on the 3-in-1, I call WhatsApp the 3-in-1, you can send a voice note, you can send a message, or you can even call via WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number, listen up, 0809-234-5913. If you want to call the phone lines and have a chat with me here, 0809-191-3913, 0809-234-5913, and there is a landline number, 0201-515-1913. Join the conversation. Lagos Talks, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, hello. What's your name? A lady.
Yes, my name is T.Y.
T.Y. Oh, thank you. Yeah. All right, T.Y., let's hear you. What do you think about this this unfortunate incident?
The story is very, very unfortunate, but I really feel for the woman. I must tell you this.
Really?
That man is something else, yes. Because she has given her all, submitted herself, he met her a virgin, for crying out loud. They are now saying because she demands that she wants to have it with the best friend. He's not feeling jealous and feeling insecure. He has always been insecure because he's never contented. So the truth is, the lady should just go away. he should go ahead with all his
really fight. T.Y., you don't believe in fixing things, you know, to be a fixer. You just want to walk away.
No, they should walk away. Because he will always have it at the back of his mind that the lady is no longer sincere.
Yeah, yeah.
He can never forgive her if she has her way. And the truth is, she would never forgive him. Yes, she might forgive him and just let it slide. But sincerely, no. It's a no-no.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because we'll still be... Yeah, this car will still be there. Definitely, it will. Wow. They should just go their ways and take care of the children.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. That was pretty quick. But thank you, T.Y. Thanks for your honesty. I appreciate that. And have yourself an amazing Monday, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right, 0809-234-5913. You can call 0809-191-3913. For those who want to send messages via WhatsApp, you know the number, 0809-234-5913. Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Hi, Mr. Ben. Oh, my weekend was... it was quite the weekend. Okay.
It was wonderful.
No. I won't lie to you. There was some shocking.
You spend it with Tinubu. You know, it's in the weekend, huh?
Mr. Ben, why? Why? I mean, the president is here for the celebrations, the Salah celebrations. But, Mr. Ben, what do you think about this man? I know you've listened and you've heard everything.
Yes, I listened. This guy, this lady is not in marriage. That is the truth. And this guy, I don't know what I would say. He's so wicked. I don't know what marriage is all about.
But you know, Mr. Ben, I don't know how it works with men. You know, he said he has a high libido and she doesn't. I don't know how it is with men, but is it a do or die?
Are you a dog? You can't do competition with dog now. You have high libido. So now he's checking now. He's drinking something. All these guys are saying they have high libido. They're drinking all these bitters. You're taking some drugs. That's why you cannot control yourself. There's no reason for you to start messing up when you are married. You have your home, you have family. Start messing up outside. Say you have high. How many children do you have before? The woman tolerated, the parents even tolerated everything. Now you send out to America, then you put a colleague again. And you are naming that thing that is wicked. You are naming a child. He said he didn't even tell the lady at all. It was because somebody caught him. This guy is in danger. Our life is in danger because one day this guy will not eat and clean mouth. You know, go talk clean mouth next time. Not every woman you meet and run away. One day they will tie him. And when they tie him, they will target this woman to kill her. Another person.
Mr.
Somebody,
Ben.
Somebody you will meet and you will not go. The person would like to come in. Just confront the guy's brain upside down. And they will see that it is this woman that is your circle. That is the danger of all these things. Not everything you do, everybody you treat like this. You just can't name a child and buy and give in your car, rent a house. They don't need all those things. What they want is to move in. And nothing will stop them from moving. They will put confusion. You will try. Serious battle will take place. So this thing is very dangerous. Anything the girl does to him, let him take it like that. I do not advise the girl. Thank God the girl is not listening to me. But if the girl do that thing now, let him take it. And when the girl meets his best friend, the girl will also harvest a child from that best friend and bring the child to the marriage. Himself will go and gather his own. At least the girl will bring two. From outside, he will bring so that he will know how the thing is. When they will return, two of them will do confession together and repent together.
Wow.
But this relationship is one-sided. It does not deserve that lady at all.
Wow. Okay.
Doesn't even show remorse.
You know, now he's worried about the fact that for her to be thinking about sleeping with another man, you know.
He's regretting. He doesn't show remorse. He's just catching cruise. He's using the girl's future destiny to catch cruise.
Wow.
If you leave him in the church, he will do it again.
Mm-mm.
So that is what he has planned to do. Let him be, you know, persecute to it.
Mm.
Maybe by the time the girl will come back, come with two children. Himself will go and gather his own. This one will gather their own. They will not be the ones they will name Solomon. And the one they will name David.
Okay, Mr. Ben, thank you.
These are the two characters in the Bible that behave like this.
Ah,
thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have an amazing day. Wow, wow, wow. If you want to call numbers, you can call on 0809-234-5913. Let's take this call. Lagos Talks. Hi, Taiwo.
Paula.
Hi, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Ah, good afternoon. Good evening. Yeah. All right, Taiwo, okay. Let's hear you.
This story, yeah, it's interesting. I just wanted to say that, look, I think as adults, when we do things, let's be mindful that actions carry consequences. Mm. And when consequences come, we need to manage ourselves. We need to know how to manage those consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to just say the guy cannot, he's coming across to me as somewhat selfish, and I feel that what his wife has requested, more than anything else, I think she's just making those requests out of pain.
Really? Okay. Do you think if she gets the chance, yes, she might not do it after all?
I feel that if she has the time to, because the question I'm asking is, what exactly would she gain from doing that, from sleeping with his best friend?
Maybe she just wants him to feel that, but it wouldn't help. But I feel like maybe, I feel another thing is the reality of the matter is
that, you know, that when you think, it's like when someone, you know, that someone is dead, you're now saying kill his family. Mm. It's not going to make you feel any better.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reality of it. And if she's, I think what he should do is let them try and walk through it with professionals, and, you know, let the cards fall wherever they may. You know, look, at this point, I'm going to tell him that, look, he needs to be prepared if his marriage ends, because the reality of the matter is that infidelity is powerful enough to end any marriage.
True.
You know, it's like getting shot from a gun at close range. The likelihood, there's every possibility that whoever is shot is going to die. So it's a serious thing, and we should not trivialize it. So, but I think that we should not trivialize it. So he needs to realize that. Let them see how they can work things out, preferably with professionals. You know, she might find out that she still has it in her to maybe give him the proverbial one more chance, if he's so lucky, all well and good. But my point is, from what I have heard, from what he has done, he has hurt that woman a lot. And he needs to understand that there are consequences. He just might lose the marriage.
True.
However, if he loses the marriage, how are they going to parent the child or children that they have currently?
You know, I also feel like, you know, I want to ask you what, I feel like her anger is, you know, having boys outside. Well, that aside, Taiwo, what do you think about the fact that he feels his wife is loose? Like, he never knew her or thought she would think about being with another man. So having her suggest that, and he's saying he can't trust her anymore, that even if she gets back, maybe she's going to start desiring other men. Do you think that could be a case?
I sincerely doubt that. I think those things that she's saying come from a place of pain, because is he not the one who said that her libido is low? How do you go from having low libido to wanting to sleep with your husband's friend? Has the issue of her libido been addressed? I sincerely doubt it. I suspect that she's still the same
person,
woman with low libido, unless maybe she had some inhibitions before, which have now gone, but I doubt it. To me, I see her response as simply a trauma reaction.
True.
And they need to find how it's going to play out. I find out how it's going to play out, but I feel he's being selfish, and he may not be able to, he may not be able to salvage that marriage.
Wow.
That's sincerely what I think.
For me,
look, women do that thing a lot. A man thinks it's not a big deal, especially in her own case. Paula, you need to understand what it means, because if what he's saying is true, he was the one who deflowered her.
Yeah.
That is a very, it's something that is extremely significant.
True. She's a good girl.
Feel horrible. If he had not been the one who deflowered her and she had gathered experience with men, as in sex-wise, this thing would not be that much of an issue. But because it's like he basically took everything from her.
True.
And he's treating her like this.
Like this, yeah.
That's how she's feeling. So he needs to understand that what he has done is a lot. Prepared to face the consequences. If he's fortunate and God helps him, he just might be able to salvage it, but it's not something he can count on.
True. All right. Thank you so much, Taiwo, for taking out the time to explain this. Thank you very much. Okay. And have yourself an amazing Monday.
Thank you, Paula.
All right. Thank you. All right. Wow. Phone lines are buzzing. 0809-234-5913. Lagos Talks. Hello. Hi, Lisa. Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, yes.
I just wanted you to say hello again, so I'll know that I'm there.
Hello. All right, Lisa, I look forward to knowing your take.
The marriage goes.
So,
did you say that they had...
But he has two sons who talk.
Because she has two daughters. It's basically like that. No heir, right? She's brown and... Jordan Sparks.
I know, I understand.
No heir to his fortune, whether it is one couple or 1 million couple, I don't know. That's just funny enough. No heir. Nobody to answer his name, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Please, let me, I've said this before and I'll say it again. The Queen of England, before she died, the GD passed the Queen of Elizabeth. Because the opportunity signed a law that if George, the son of William, ascends the throne, Charlotte will do that.
Hmm.
It will not jump Charlotte and go to the second. She signed that law. So if George cannot make it, then Charlotte will become queen. Now, I'm talking about this in terms of law, talking about this in terms of culture. I'm talking about this in terms of how things have changed,
mm-hmm.
awareness. But let me take it back to Africa. In my neck of the world, in where I am, there is a tradition where even if you have a girl, you don't have to worry about having an heir.
Mm.
What happens is the first daughter is, let me use the word for want of a better word, sent out. If she has a boy, they will do a ceremony and that boy will answer the father's name and she can go and marry.
Mm.
This is an age-old tradition that stood the test of time, and it was meant to make sure that, no, you know what, why is it that at the time? But you can see it, how important it is now, how useful it is. So, if this kind of culture is widespread, people do not have to worry about having an heir, because they can get one that will have his blood. Do you see?
Mm.
As a husband, as a father, do you understand? Because
mm-hmm.
the father and mother will have girls, first daughter goes out, but it's out, if it's a boy, they will take the boy, do the ceremonies, becomes the heir. And there is no, the wife is not under any pressure, neither is the husband. So if that culture was enforced, or if it was part of their culture, as it were, this going out to have two boys should never happen. Going to church, whether he has high libido or not, would never have happened. I think that high libido thing was just an excuse just to go out. That's my opinion. Or an excuse to have a boy. He needed an heir.
Wow.
But how long has been the marriage? 10 years?
He said he got married January 2017.
A young couple.
Yeah.
Relatively.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a virgin?
Yeah.
Ah, now I get it.
Yeah. You can tell why she's really in pain, yes. All right, but thank you, Lisa.
Yes, I think that's what you get when you get virgins marry experienced ones.
Ah, Lisa, I'm not there.
I know you'll be there.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, but thank you. We have messages. Goddess, oh, beautiful, says, if you think she's loose, then you also lack self-control and discipline. You had two sons outside, and you were talking about trust. She accepted the fact that you had the first child outside, yet you went on to have another. Can you imagine? Huh? Someone says, good afternoon, Paula. This guy is funny. He's in the wrong here. He broke the trust twice, and he's talking about his wife being loose. How can you be planting children with every woman you meet? He doesn't deserve that lady. My advice to the lady is not to reduce her integrity by sleeping with other men. If she can't forgive him, she should walk away. That's from SND2. All right, keep your calls coming. Someone says, what I can advise the woman to do is to bear with the situation because of her children and forgive the man. Someone here says, oh, Tammy D. So Tammy D sent a voice note. Let's have a listen.
Good afternoon, Paula. Hope you're fine. How was your weekend? God bless us this weekend, Jesus.
Amen.
For this man, let him just kiss his marriage goodbye, because there is nothing left. Even if the wife forgives him, she will never trust him again, and she will now be looking more into his personal life than she has ever done before. She will be monitoring him, even be trailing him everywhere, even if that is possible too. And she will now be more careful around him. Do you understand? She will never trust him anymore. He too will not trust his wife anymore because of, he's already capitalizing on what she said now. Do you understand? So we should just let the marriage go. We should be co-parenting, that's all. Since he's not a disciplined man. He's not a disciplined man at all. His third leg, he doesn't know how to discipline that his third leg. So she just kiss his marriage goodbye. Let him go and be with all the other women that he has been. He should bring one of them in now. Let him marry one of them. She should start being a father and being a husband to that person. Because the truth is, I will not like him. Even if the wife forgives him, that man will still keep cheating. And he will keep doing it. That's just the truth. So you should just leave that woman. You should leave the woman. This is what I used to tell people. People should actually date well before you get married. Not say, I want to marry virgin until our night. Yes, you can do that, but at least know who you are getting married. This man is a nymphomaniac. I won't lie to you. He's a nymphomaniac and he cannot be controlled. He cannot be controlled at all. He's not disciplined down there at all. Have a nice day, okay? Have a merry man get out.
CBD, thank you. All right, guys, I have to close the show, but thank you to every one of our listeners who's been kind enough to send in a suggestion or two. For those who want to send in their stories, you can send to me via Instagram. I'm going to share my handle right after. But thanks to all of our listeners. Kindly follow Lagos Talks across all social media platforms. The handle is at Lagos Talks 913. That is our handle, one and the same. If you want to reach out to us or you want to share this with someone else as well, you can also do that. Someone says, that man is a dangerous species. I can't take more messages and calls. But follow us. This is Directions every Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, where we get to point you in the right direction. But Monday is peculiar. We'll let you tell your story yourself. All right. We just keep your identity, you know, well kept under covers just for your sanity. But nonetheless, we share the stories. For those who are looking to share their stories, you can send me a message on Instagram, a DM, I mean, on Instagram. My handle is at the big P, spelled THEBIIGP.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.